The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Tom and Terry's house, by the way, is amazing.
Oh, you're at their house right now?
Yeah, I Instagrammed a picture. They're super nice for letting me use their place.
Are they there right now listening?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Were they listening to the show, though, when I was talking to Big Fatty?
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, I was like,
How can I make this uncomfortable for Mike and better for me? I get it.
Well, good. Well, because here's what's really uncomfortable is, so Big Fatty calls me.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Tom and Terry's house, by the way, is amazing.
Oh, you're at their house right now?
Yeah, I Instagrammed a picture.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1525 of the BFO for Black Friday. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. I'm gonna go sit back down with the old gal, Big Fatty. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem. Warriors, be ready. Hi, everyone. I hope your Black Friday is going well. Y'all, you know why they call it Black Friday? It's because, y'all, it is considered the first. It is the start of the season where stores financially go out of the red ink and into the black, which means they're starting to make a profit. Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Maybe we should go and buy some gift ads. I think that's an excellent idea. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend, and y'all, don't forget now, on Sunday, don't forget when you wake up, rabbit, yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, one another good reason to do it on Sunday is because, y'all, that is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal for the one and only, y'all, he used to be a listener to the BFO, I don't know if he still listens or not, but he's up there near the Faye driver and that mocking calendar, y'all, it is none other than the gay hairdresser. Big Freddy, didn't he used to be a trucker? I think he did. And, y'all, it is that DJ David J. So, y'all, if you happen to be up there in the Vancouver, Northern Mexico, y'all, run on by the Chop House or whatever the hell wherever the hell he works. I know the Faye driver goes by there. And wish the gay trucker slash high hairdresser slash DJ of very happy celebrating. Big Fatty, I think that he ought to have a cake in the shape of a hairy truck. Aw, poor poodle fucked it up. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, did you have a good Thanksgiving yesterday? I hope old Tom Turkey filled you with tryptophan and made you just want to take a long winter's nap. Big Fatty! And, and y'all, that today you're out there and you got your jingle jangles on and you're out there getting in the crema spirit. And y'all, I just want to remind everyone, you know, if you want to send Big Fatty a Crema Card, you can go over there to the BFO under the top of the heap over there on the right-hand side, and it says send Big Fatty a Crema Card. And y'all, all the information is right there if you want to do it. But y'all, since I am still in Atlanta, I think I need a drink. And y'all, there's only one place to go for that, and that is...
Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar.
Y'all, we are back. Big Fatty, I have shaken it twice, and people thought I was doing something ugly in the turlet. And y'all, I don't know where the hell Vera went. She was supposed to be getting me another beverage.
I want you to drink it out of my belly button.
Okay.
I love when you do that. Hi.
Lord, it's not pretty. It is not pretty, but y'all, if it's not pretty, it must be Auntie Vera. Hi, Vera.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
So, anyway.
What are those spots on the front of your pants?
Oh, that's just where I piss myself.
You dribbled. I'm so sorry. Put a napkin on your lap.
It goes with the territory.
It's all part of the process, as they
say. Right. You know, thank goodness it still works, you know.
Very true.
Right. You seem to have a smile on your face today. Could that be because
We're free. We're finally free. I cannot get the smell out yet. It's amazing how tenacious their odor remains. But Digger and T-Wiggles are finally gone.
Now, just out of curiosity, is Howard still cowering in the corner?
Howard is so afraid. See, this is what's so sad is that Digger, Tom, thinks that Howard loves him.
Uh-huh.
But it's inappropriate love that Tom gives to Howard. It's very inappropriate. Uh-huh. It's called bad touching.
Oh.
So Howard is terrified of him.
So you pull out the Crypt Keeper doll,
yes,
and say, Howard, where did the old man touch you?
Exactly. Right, show me where the bad man touched you, Howie. And it's always the same place, which is really sad.
Oh, it really is. Right around the lipstick.
Yeah, okay. Hello, right. Doctor. Oh my Lord,
Jesus.
Bartender, maybe a shot over here. What is your do you have a favorite shot?
Vodka.
Well, no, I mean, but like a specialty shot or anything like that. From your bar days, did you ever do shots?
No, I was everything about me is very vanilla.
Okay, so you drink vanilla vodka?
I have in the past, but when I would switch back and I have wonderful stories to tell eventually. I don't know when I'll ever be able to tell them of my life.
Well, tell one of them right now.
When I was 22 years old, I was doing a musical review in Hollywood that was hugely successful.
What was it called?
A 5-6-7-8.
Oh.
And a gentleman came to see it as a fluke. Mm-hmm. And fell in love with me on stage.
Oh.
And a year later, he kept coming back, never introduced himself ever, but his brother was good friends with one of my best friends. So there was a plot hatched, whereas his name was the elder man's name was Gil. He's 20 years my senior. So now
And how old were you at the time?
I was 20 at the time. So he would have been 40.
So a young man.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Isn't that fucking sad? How sad is that in and of itself?
He's basically 17 years younger than we are now.
Exactly. So he was a child.
Uh-huh.
So we hatched this plot where they were telling me, Dan, Gil's brother, and my friend Kenny told me that Gil had fallen head over heels for me, but was afraid to ever say hi or anything like that. So what we all did is we hatched a plot where Dan brought me over to Gil's house when Gil was still at work, and Kenny and Dan and I waited, and as soon as Gil put the key in his door, I threw the door open from the inside and kissed him. And he just about had a heart attack because not only was a stranger in his house opening the door and kissing him, but it was me, this kid that he had been desiring for over a year from this show. So that was a good story of that time in my youth.
That is. Nowadays, that would be called breaking and entering.
Except his brother let us in. Gil's brother let us in, yeah.
Or perhaps assault.
Maybe that would, yeah.
Assault with a deadly kisser.
That's it.
But now, were you enamored with him also?
No, not in the least, no. But okay. we formed, at least on my side, we formed a tremendous friendship that lasted many, many years, and he was the only reason that I was able to go out and do anything, because he'd call and say, you want to go out Friday night? And I would always say yes, because it was always going to be fun. And we'd end up, we'd end up first out, he wouldn't tell me, we'd end up first cocktail somewhere, then we'd go have a great dinner somewhere, and then we'd end up at a Bette Midler concert. And then we'd, and then we'd go back to his place, and he'd have all the albums of the show, of all the songs that were in the show for me as a gift, that kind of stuff. So he was a little bit more interested in me, a lot more interested in me emotionally than I was with him. But I loved him dearly as a friend. He was incredibly generous and constantly we had a great time together.
Okay, two things. Number one, for those of you who think, oh my God, Vera was drinking at 20, drinking age was 18 when we were...
Not here.
Back then.
Not here.
Oh, really?
21. Yeah, but I have always looked older than I am, which is good when you're young, but not so good.
Not so good when you're
57. Not so good when you are old.
And the other thing is, is he still alive? Do you still
Yes, he is.
Ever have any contact with him?
Yes. Just an occasional email once every couple of years. We had a falling out, a bad end to our relationship, and so we kind of drifted apart, but the communication it hasn't died completely, unless he has. I don't know, because he's 77 now, so
right.
I mean, we can live into our 80s, so, and he comes from really good stock too, so who knows.
Okay. No, does he still live near the surface of the sun?
No, he's always lived in Glendale, which is a city with, I'm sorry, you, yeah,
I got nothing.
How many miles? I couldn't, because I would turn to Gooch and say, Craze, how many miles is that? I would hazard a guess that Glendale, and please, someone who knows the distance between Woodland Hills and Glendale, don't yell at me, but I would say probably 25 miles.
Okay, well, that's nothing in L.A.
Correct, correct. It's two freeways is what it is.
Right,
two different
exactly.
Freeways.
One thing I forgot to ask you about your Thanksgiving meal.
Yes.
And I won't ask specifically what you serve for dessert, but I know that dessert is one of Gooch's favorite things,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
Okay, and do you know if he does he have a favorite that he likes to have at Thanksgiving, or is it just up in the air? Or
I only remember what he doesn't like. He doesn't like some of the he doesn't like pumpkin pie, which I adore.
I don't either.
Oh God, I love a good pumpkin pie.
Do you pick one up at the Vons
occasionally
for you to have?
Occasionally,
because you know Tom and Terry might. Or do you have a recipe for one?
No, I've never made. My aunt made the greatest pumpkin pies in the history of the world, but she's dead. It happens.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you get a recipe?
No. You know what? Her secret really was the crust. I don't know what she... this is going to be fascinating fucking podcasting. I'm talking about my aunt's pie crust.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's what old... Well, it's either that or we can talk about how old we are and many bowel movements we've had.
I'll stick to the crust.
Right.
She just made this unbelievable, perfect, flaky crust that... It was phenomenal, and it was as if her hands were part of the recipe, because you could follow it exactly, and it wouldn't come out the same. Gooch loves pecan pie.
Mmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know if Tom and Terry have a favorite dessert? It's not like you would. It's not like you would make it for them or anything.
No, no. I think just the smell of death is their favorite dessert. You know, just in. Basically, T. Wiggles has learned that from Digger.
Formaldehyde pie.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Smell of rancid death and formaldehyde. And that's exactly what the guest room smells like now, rancid death and formaldehyde.
I have no doubt. Now, you've recently gotten a new addition to the Charles Mansion there.
Yes.
And it's not a
dog came into the bar here, and it's just he doesn't know where to go, so I thought I'd throw some of these cushions from the couch up that's over in the corner there down there for the dog.
I think that's wonderful. Is that Howard?
No, I don't know who this is. A stray dog. Hello, Poochie Poochie. Lay down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just a stray pooch.
Just wandered into our lost bar.
Right. Exactly.
Which exists somewhere in existence.
You really are amazed by the new 65-inch HD TV.
I think I said on my last show, it's like going from a horse and buggy to a jet car, because until this television set, we've been watching cathode ray tubes.
Uh-huh.
So we haven't even had like a flat screen TV or any kind of high def television at all. The closest thing to high def that I have is my laptop, which is, you know, shows 1080p stuff. But
right.
even that pales in comparison to this.
Well, just by size,
it's unfrickin' believable. And all I've been able to do, because the instruction manual is bigger than a phone book, all I've been able to do is hook up. I hooked up the Blu-ray player last night, which was very exciting. But also, I also have it so that I can get Amazon Prime and Netflix streaming. Netflix streaming on it.
Oh, isn't that interesting they have that here
at
in
the bar? Yes.
Okay.
What they have here is wonderful.
It was on the jukebox, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Talk about dating yourself, honey. Jukebox. It's on the jukebox.
Put a quarter in the
jukebox
slot.
And play what we want to hear. Remember they used to have the ones that were on in diners? They'd have the little tiny mini jukeboxes on the
right
dining
there at
table,
the table,
and you could put it in.
Uh-huh.
Man, that was so cool.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, world. I know.
Those were the days.
Yeah, so watching Lost, as I have been, you're counting pores on their nose. You know, you can see that. It's unbelievable.
It really is. And I mean, and I think you're famous for saying you're late to the party.
Oh, that's my whole life.
But isn't it amazing?
It's beyond amazing.
And it's being replaced every day.
I know. When we were in the store buying this one, they had one that was four times better. The picture was four times better than this picture I'm looking at now.
Right. And by the time... How long did you have your old TV?
Which one? Are you talking about our giant Mitsubishi?
The one you just got rid of.
Oh, at least 10 years, maybe 20 years.
Can you imagine what the 65-incher will be replaced by in just 10 years?
No, I think your entire wall. It'll be your entire... You don't buy a TV anymore. They just make your wall a TV.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. It really is unbelievable.
In the Back to the Future, I think it was the second one, the second Back to the Future, where oh, dear Gussie.
Dear Gussie. You know, every once in a while, I just get that urge that I've got to run to the toilet again. But Vera, I tell you what.
What?
Can we do this one more time? It'll be an entirely new month. Okay.
That sounds. As long as we can stay at the bar drinking on our lost bar,
we can say we drank from November to December. So
which
is not really a stretch for anyone.
No, not
tell everybody where they can find you.
VeraSpeaks.com.
And y'all, don't forget when you wake up on Sunday morning to say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, and Vera, I think Digga and T. Wiggles are going to have a surprise when they get home, right?
Tom and Terry's house, by the way, is amazing.
Oh, you're at their house right now?
Yeah, I Instagrammed a picture.
Big Fatty, I wonder if the Big Liar stuffed Tom Turkey.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.